flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Bank, we're just as committed to your company's success with our team of bankers crafting financial solutions to help your team get ahead. It's why you're not just another business, and Brookline isn't just another bank. It's banking well crafted from Brookline Bank. Member FDIC.
Men, it's the holidays, the season of all kinds of hustle and bustle. But if your energy is down, if you aren't sleeping well, if your sex drive is MIA, and you just don't feel like the guy you once were, maybe it's tough to get excited for all the holiday cheer. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if this sounds like you, you may have low testosterone. And if so, this is the season for you to get treated. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low T. If you're like most guys, you'll feel the change in just a few weeks, and truly, the results can be life-changing. You'll have improved mental clarity, your energy will kick up, your workouts will be better, your sleep patterns will improve, and your sex drive will likely heat up as well. So call us, and don't go through another season with low T. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000 or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you. Northeast Men's Health, a Permetic restorative health practice.
I'm Mark Trissi, president of Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Since 1946, we have been proud to bring quality products like Harvey Windows and Doors to our customers.
Made in New England, Harvey products are cost-effective, energy-efficient, and built to last. And we support our products with world-class customer service.
That's Joe Dennehy, our rep for Harvey Windows.
Whether you want replacement windows or new construction windows, you can count on Harvey products for outstanding craftsmanship and durability. And Jackson Lumber and Millwork, a Harvey Gold Partner dealer, can supply everything you need.
Our mission at Jackson Lumber has always been to provide great service, quality materials, and the most innovative products in the industry to our customers.
Jackson Lumber and Millwork is a high-quality distributor of windows and doors with outstanding service in their market. Builders and remodelers can rely on the experienced Jackson sales team to support their needs in the field.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork in Lawrence, Woburn, Amesbury, and Raymond, New Hampshire for all your building materials and supplies. Or visit us online at jacksonlumber.com. That's Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Keefe, we'll get to the Celtics, but you ready for some snow?
I am ready for some snow. Real quick, did you see they were kind of accusing me of taking the Thin Mints? I thought we'd kind of put that to bed yesterday.
I feel like
I said too much.
implicated yourself, yeah.
But I admitted to all these other crimes, so why would I? Wouldn't I just toss that one?
Well,
on
no,
the
that's
pile?
A classic.
Wouldn't I do that?
That's a classic move.
Is it?
Yeah, you confess.
Take the hit for the caramel delights.
Yeah, you
and then
confess
like
to a lesser crime,
yeah.
And then oh, hey, he confessed. I mean, he couldn't have done the worst thing. No,
you know
no,
what
no,
goes
no,
good
no.
with Thin Mints. Gregnog.
Oh.
No. You take the bottle. We don't have any Thin Mints anymore.
First of all, that was sitting here, and he came right back.
He's smart.
He doesn't trust us.
It's delicious.
I don't want to leave
any temptation during the show.
It won't be. Tell Courtney it won't be here tomorrow.
If you leave something here,
it's gone.
I'm kind of worried about Five Fingers Keith,
yeah,
if you know what
no,
I'm saying.
No, that's very, very fair. It is incredible. If you confess to a lesser crime like Keith was doing yesterday, that does
I was listening to the whole thing.
That made me
suspicious. First of all, he was outraged at the original suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good point. You were outraged.
You know what I'm saying?
Too hot?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, oh, so somebody ate some cookies? Like,
oh,
who cares?
Wait, is that your
Rich Kiefer? This is kind of a weird topic for them to bring up. But,
I've never sounded so manly in my life.
And then he went into, well, I did have, you know, an occasional caramel delight.
I had a lot of cookies. Yeah. I did eat a lot of cookies. No Thin Mints.
So is she still steamed? I didn't really hear. Is she still steamed about the
Thin Mints?
She's not steamed.
Yeah, she actually is a little steamed.
But she was definitely...
I have to turn the whole segment off because you threw the Samoa out there with abandon. And so it was.
I did.
That was reckless.
We didn't dump that, Nick.
It was extremely reckless.
Yeah,
it was not dumped. I was sitting there. I was like, Nick.
That's on Nick's head.
Yeah. I mean, it was very controversial.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Last day of the fall book. I was trying to spice it up.
You gave it a shot.
Get a little spicy.
Yeah.
She's still angry about that.
She was, because she was like, I was hoping to have Thin Mints the next day. I'm like, it's our radio station. You work with a bunch of pigs. Like, you really think, and again, I know it's going to sound like it's me. It wasn't. But so her show ends. There's three more shows. You think one box of Girl Scout cookies is going to survive that?
Right.
No chance.
No. I mean, around me, yes.
So,
but I would never trust anybody else.
But even you have to admit, even if you think that maybe I took the Thin Mints, you certainly didn't see me take the Thin Mints.
I did not.
Okay.
No, you're
right, Billy. Billy, I didn't take the Thin Mints.
You're a pro.
plenty cameras around here. Nobody's brought any footage forward. So
that's true.
No one saw any stolen flowers.
I would go back
and check the tapes.
I would take a Ben Stiller lie detector test on the Thin Mints. I would.
All right,
me and Jinxie Cat, you could hook us up.
How about Greg with the Keith impression?
Yeah, I thought it was decent, if I'm being honest. It's not as nasally as it should be. I've been fighting something off for the last month. You got to go more nasally.
Well, get ready to fight off more with all the snow out there.
Yeah, the snow's coming down.
Did you actually have...
I was really glad that Jackson did the school cancellations at 9:30.
Honestly, I loved it. Do more of those. I want more school cancellations from Jackson.
I got to turn around and pick up my daughter. No, yeah. I dropped her off. She was fine. We had like a little... Like a little bit, like on the grass it stuck, but not enough to stick on like the road. So it was just kind of gross. And then people were driving like,
people
oh
are
my
like,
God.
Oh, I see snow in the air.
Should I slow way down?
Should I slow down?
Let's cut our miles per hour in half.
Yeah, go 20.
This is a commentary
that way.
Strictly about the city.
Driving?
I know. No, I'm saying the further out west you get, I understand there's like actual snow.
Yeah.
And so this is a commentary strictly about the city. When there's just snow in the air, you don't need to drive any. It's just in the air.
Yeah.
It's not accumulating on the ground. It is not freezing. It was not. I was checking the temperature on my car. It was not 32 degrees. It was 38, 39 degrees. But yeah, slow commute this morning because there's snow in the air.
Just like kind of in the air, barely.
Yeah.
It's like, just go. Just go.
It was nice, though. It looked nice. I'll be honest. It looked nice out there.
Yeah, so. But it's like a little too, I got to choose my words carefully, wet. It's a little, like, right, it's not as snowy. It's not like snow globe snow.
It's wetter than you'd like. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a sweet spot, too.
Yeah, you're a dry guy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like borderline rain where you're like, all right, there's, like, puddles rather than, like, snow.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, I'm not loving it. But, yeah, it's the first of the year, so people forget how to drive in it, and you get that.
Yeah. It'll freeze, I'm sure, eventually. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of two-hour
delays, apparently.
More than you would have realized.
Several towns were mentioned.
And if you were caught off guard by it.
Several towns.
You're like, crap. Mike, it has a two-hour delay. I heard
you
dropped
off
at school.
What's my kid doing right now? Standing outside?
That's got to be a nightmare, a two-hour delay as a parent.
Yeah. Well, you're a parent.
No, but were there any snow days last year? I don't recall a snow day last year.
So my oldest
Definitely not a delay. I don't recall any snow days.
My oldest is in kindergarten, so last year...
Right, Lucas in first grade, so like I don't have a lot of experience.
I don't have a lot of experience.
A two-hour delay has to be miserable.
You know what I had last year, though, and it worked out, but she had like an early dismissal because they lost power. So it was like out of nowhere, we get a thing. It's like, oh, come pick up your kid. And we're like, what? Right now? And so, like, she was, like, one of the last kids picked up for some reason. I felt awful. But I was like, we can't, like, right now? Like, hold on.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. No, she was fine. But it was, like, that was an early one. I don't know if they had any school canceled. It wasn't. We didn't get a lot of snow last year.
No, I'm saying.
It really wasn't.
I don't recall for Boston Public anyway. I don't recall any cancellations.
There might not have been.
Now, look, I forget a lot of stuff. So I could be very, very wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't recall a lot of that a year ago. Anyway, it is Jones and Keith.
Hello.
Here on WEEI. You can dial us up and text us. It's all the same number now. 617-779-7937.
Which is great, I think.
It begs the question, why was that not a thing before?
I don't know.
Why was that just never a thing?
Like, you need to text into this, like, five-digit number. It's like, what?
I guess,
I'm always like, really?
I just kind of took that as what it was.
Because this main line would still ring.
Ah.
And it would be like, Verizon customer. Said, like,
is that why?
Oh,
yeah,
so there was
how
like
about that?
Oh, that's
so
obnoxious.
You could text the number, but we would get like an automated response.
I just kind of took it as what it was for years. I mean, all these text lines, I just kind of took it for what it was. I guess that's the logic. But it's now all the same number. That's how you get in touch. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along and chat at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always good stuff going on in there. And on YouTube, you can subscribe to WEEI.
My wife's listening. She texted me. Last year, CeCe had one snow day. And I remember it now because there was literally no snow.
Oh, it was
the day that they announced it the night before. They were like, oh, it's coming down big time. And then we got up and she had to stay home and we couldn't even plan the snow because there was none.
It was the day that there was no snow and Arjan stayed home. I know the day you're talking about.
Bone dry. I remember that. That's right. Good memory.
Right.
Thank you.
How could I forget? What a day that was.
That was insane.
What a day that was.
Yeah.
Guys, it was supposed to snow. I'm not coming in.
I did hear, I don't know if they paid it off today, but Greg... I feel like this is HIPAA, but Greg has the full list of everybody's flex time that they took. And I don't know if they were going to do that today.
Oh, he does.
I don't know.
Wait, did you do the pot? Wait, really?
He was going to announce who on the station took the most flex time.
I would like to.
I feel like that's personal.
Wait.
I feel like one. Yeah.
Just the most or everybody?
Because I think I'd be least.
So good question. I don't know. I heard him tease it.
I'd want to know where I fit in the whole power rankings.
So would I.
I don't care who is just the most.
Like, so should I add more for 2025 do I need to cut back because I'm at the top? I don't really know where I would stand. My guess would be in the middle, but who knows?
I think it's no HIPAA because it's considered flex time. It's not like, hey, this many
good
sick
point.
Days.
Oh, good point. Not sick days.
So it's a flex thing. Could be for anything.
So I think he has that information.
Yeah, but what days do you take besides flex day? I only take flex days now. We don't have vacation
that's all
or
it
anything.
Is.
Well,
yeah,
no, but, like,
so you can't say like you took so many sick days.
Oh, I see. Right. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's technically.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. No, I know you can. Some people do.
Some.
So I don't know how it all goes down, but just like days off maybe. Maybe they have a list of that. And so everybody.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think Clappy Cheeks 10 might have it in the Twitch chat. flex canned.
I would assume he's the runaway winner,
might
but
be
I don't.
It might be
an anonymous source just told me that the winner rhymes with Sparkhand.
Okay.
That's the text I received from an anonymous source.
Anonymous source. Okay. So I don't know what the number is. I don't know who's like a close second or if there even is a close second. But so at least we're off the hook there. It's not us.
I would very much like to know. Okay. Yeah. We had a Celtics game last night, Keith.
We sure did.
Beyond the snow and all the flex time.
Sadly for you, it was not a part of the in-season tournament cup.
There were no cup games
just
last night.
Just a regular game.
But I would have appreciated more stakes around that. I really still don't get the NBA Cup hate. But whatever, neither here nor there.
That's not what we're talking about today, folks.
They win 130 to 120. There's no Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown has a good game, which I think is interesting for whether or not the Celtics can weather the storm with a potential Tatum injury, not in a playoff series, but for a stretch of time.
Yeah.
Or whether or not they need to run more plays through Jaylen Brown, which we can get into last night. But I'm starting to wonder, now they're 18-4?
Yes.
I believe they picked up their fifth loss after 19 games a year ago. So they're already ahead of last year's trend, if you will. Are the Celtics better than they were a year ago? That's not what I'm wondering about this team.
I think the answer is yes. Obviously, Porzingis is such a wild card, right? So if you take the stretch where Porzingis was healthy from a year ago, and if you compared it to a time where, let's say, he's out or missing games, yeah, obviously that's a difference. But don't you think nobody's worse, I don't think, than last year? Drew Holiday also didn't play last night.
Yep.
So it was Tatum, no Holiday. And, you know, you beat a bad Pistons team. Pistons aren't as bad as they were, like, the year before. I mean, they were, like, 2-20 or whatever. They were horrible last year.
No, they're
so
better,
a little better.
When we did our tiers, they're definitely better than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but still, they stink.
They're not good.
But No, I would say nobody has dropped off, and then you've gotten Peyton Pritchard playing a lot better. So, like, your team's better. And, I like, you know, Kata had his moments, and who knows what he'll even be as the season goes on. Sam Hauser had really good games last year. He was in the starting lineup last night, hits 5 threes. So, like, you know what he can do. But I think they are better. Because last year was the first year they were all thrown together, and they figured it out, and they won a title. Similar to the Celtics in 08. That was the first year those guys were together, figured it out, won a title. But you have a few guys that are very much, very much in their prime. You only have really Horford and Holiday, I would say, post-prime, but still productive. Mm-hmm. So if you add all of that together, and then all of the bench pieces, to me, have kind of taken like a big step forward. I would say even Joe Mazzulla's got to be more comfortable. The monkey's off the back of Tatum and Brown for winning a title. So, yeah, I think they are better than they were last year.
So, last year they started 15-4. They dropped their 20th game, not their 19th, against Indiana. They did start the year 20-5 through 25 games. So that takes you up close to Christmas. They are, a long way of saying, ahead of last year's pace. Now, if you remember, Keith, back in 2008, I mean, the Celtics started very well in 2008. They were better the following year in 2009.
Yeah.
Injuries caught up to them.
Yep.
You know, Garnett misses a bunch of time. They still got to an Eastern Conference final. But what looked like a hot start and what might have been a better team on paper to start that year got derailed. I don't think you run the same risk with this team. Injuries can derail any team.
Yeah.
But it's not as advanced in age. You are getting Porzingis back. Who knows if you'll have him?
It would have to be multiple injuries. It would have to be like three injuries.
This is part of what I think last night helps illustrate. Like, even if you lost Tatum, for like an early round playoff series, Jaylen Brown can still lead you past this Eastern Conference that is not very good. We spent a lot of time talking about it.
The East is a lot worse than I thought.
Could you beat the Brooklyn Nets in round one without Tatum?
You sure could.
Or Chicago or Indiana was pesky last year. Maybe they'd be peskier than I'm giving them credit for. They're 9-15.
Frisky?
9-14. Atlanta, Miami, like teams like this, you might be able to win with an injury to Tatum early on in the postseason. So, yeah, I think they're better than they were a year ago.
They're on pace for 67 wins, which that would tie the team record, right? As we looked this up before, the Garnett-Pierce team won 66. Last year's team won 64. The 86 Celtics, who everybody points to as the greatest team of all time, one of the greatest teams of all time, they were 67-15 in that season.
So
they're right in that conversation.
So I do think they're better than a year ago. Yeah. I think a lot of people would agree, and you make a good point. Mazzulla's better. Tatum might be the MVP. Jaylen is coming off the conference finals and NBA finals MVP performances. Pritchard's better.
Much better, yeah.
So I think a lot of people would agree. Is that enough? Are they going to have a tougher road through the playoffs? Is something we spend a lot of time talking about. I think a team like New York on paper is a better challenger than a lot of teams a year ago. They seem to have figured things out.
Yeah.
Right? They've won 8 out of their last 10. Cleveland has already split with the Celtics. Are they better? So even if you're better, is that a guarantee you're going to win again? Maybe not. But we'll start there with the Celtics here today on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. Is this team somehow better than a year ago? I want to get more into Jaylen and how he looked without Tatum last night. Should the Celtics lean more on Jaylen Brown? We'll get to Peyton Pritchard, who we just discussed. How impactful has he been? All that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The Boston Celtics are winners of back-to-back games after last night's 130-120 victory over the Detroit Pistons at the TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 28 points, and Kristaps Porzingis added in 26 points and 9 rebounds. The Celtics' homestand continues tomorrow night when the Seas host the Milwaukee Bucks. The Boston Bruins are now on a 3-game winning streak after their 4-2 win over the Blackhawks in Chicago last night. The Bees got a pair of goals from both Morgan Geekie and Brad Marchand. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman made 20 saves on 22 shots. The Bruins are now off until Saturday afternoon when they will welcome the Blackhawks to the TD Garden. In PWHL action, the Boston Fleet fall to 0-2 after last night's 2-1 loss to the Minnesota Frost. Week 14 in the NFL begins with Thursday night football matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. New England England Patriots defensive end Dietrich Wise Jr. has been named a nominee for the 2024 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And today, beginning at 3 p.m. on WEEI AM 850, you can catch the calls of the MIAA High School Football Championship games live from Gillette Stadium. First up, it's Division 4 matchup between Duxbury and Scituate, followed by the Division 1 Championship game between Xaverian and Needham. And finally, it's Catholic Memorial versus King Philip Regional for the Division 2 Championship. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.com.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Your broadcast partner has been a polarizing figure, I would say, in the sports media landscape here in Boston. I'm a fan of his. I like Drew. But even I think at this point, he's a little out of control. Would you agree? I mean, like, he's every big highlight, and you're feeding into it. I think you two have this weird sort of symbiotic thing. You try and top each other now. But it's almost like you have, like, production meetings where you're like, all right, let's see how far we can take it tonight. Am I wrong here, or are you guys doing this on purpose now?
As Russell Crowe would say, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I'm very entertained. I'm telling you, he's like a hater. Right. Even I think it's getting to preposterous level scale.
Ride with ride it.
STFU. STFU if you're not, you know? Just enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
I was Scal yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, defending his guy.
Yeah, I would say it was a little testy, but it was really more good-natured than anything.
Yeah, no, not
but
testy.
STFU, he tells Arkand. If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Yeah.
If you don't like it, pound sand.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
I mean, how do you feel about the broadcast this year? I feel like it's a fair thing to discuss with the audience getting used to know more Mike Gorman.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't like change, Jones.
Yeah.
And so we are in store for a lot of change, as Boston sports fans. Mike Gorman has done the Celtics my entire life. Mm-hmm. Joe Castiglione did the Red Sox my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jack Edwards has done the Bruins for a good chunk of my life. Like, you know what I mean? And for a lot of Bruins fans, most of their fandom probably is Jack Edwards. So now all of a sudden this year, and then starting next year, you know, with no Joe here on EEI, it's just a big change. I don't like it. Like, you get so used to the guys. Like, it's still... not hearing Gil and Gino do the Pats is different, right? Like, not hearing those. And that's been years and and years.
Like a decade.
Like,
yeah,
you get so used to the team broadcaster that almost it's, like, impossible shoes to fill. Like, going from Mike and Tommy to Drew and Scal is a lot for Celtics fans.
It's very cheerleadery is what I would say. And, like, the team's really good, and I get it. And maybe that plays to the fan base, but it is very cheerleadery.
Now, is it because of the best team in the league, or is it just because, hey, we're the home broadcast?
I think I think it might be amplified a little bit because they're the best team in the league, but I think it's a home broadcast thing. And that's fine. If people like it, they like
it.
Every once and then, Scal will slip in, like, a very, very fair, pointed criticism, and I'm like, I wish there was more of that.
Yeah,
and maybe
he's capable of that, but I think...
Maybe they're encouraged to play up the cheerleading aspect of it.
I think it's because he saw, like, Tommy was loved, and Tommy was the ultimate homer, and Tommy was the guy that, more than anybody else, deserved to be the ultimate homer.
Yeah.
Player, coach, broadcaster, sure. Like, good Lord, like, that is the Celtics right there. And, you know, Scal became kind of like a fan favorite as, like, the guy on the end of the bench or the 08 title team, and then he just wants to embrace that. He's like, I don't want to be the guy that criticizes, because not that you have to go to the extreme, but you hear Kendrick Perkins criticize the team, and now everybody's like, hates him.
Yeah, it's true.
So, like, are you afraid? Like, do you just say positive things because you're like, I think this is what people want to hear?
I mean, look, 95% of the time you're going to be right about the Celtics these days.
Well, right now, yeah, you could predict them to win every single game and you could say they're the best team because they are, in fact, the best team.
It's true. It's just, it does get a little, it's like the second quarter and they're on like a little bit of a run and we're it sounds like it's the NBA Finals. When I say it's a little cheerleadery, like that's what I mean.
That was a lot bit.
Actually, did you hear the guy doing the, not to get to the Bruins yet, we'll do that coming up. Andrew Raycroft is going to join us at 11:30 as he does every week here on a Bruins Thursday. Did you hear the guy on TNT doing the Bruins? Like, talk about a guy who was excitable.
I'm not sure
who that was. I'm not sure. I actually Googled it and couldn't find it and got lazy about it and didn't pursue it.
Yeah.
But it was, talk about an excitable broadcaster for like a goal in the second period.
Shot in the arm, you know?
Yeah,
it's
chill
big,
out.
It's a big stage.
All I would say to those, just pace yourselves a little bit.
Hockey's on TNT. Got to get excited. Feel good about it.
Pace yourselves is all I would say.
Long season.
And Celtics should win a lot of these games. They should go on 10-12-0 runs against crappy teams like the Pistons.
I agree.
Pace yourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. A lot of points are going to be scored. A lot of wins are going to be had.
But as Scout would say, STFU, Jones.
All right.
Celtics win last night. We agree. They're better than a year ago.
Yeah.
Now, that might not result in a championship. I think there's a chance a team like the Knicks is better than any team you would have faced in the East a year ago. You like the Cavs. You're going to get healthy teams. So
I like the Cavs, but not in a series against the Celtics.
No, me neither, but I'm just saying it may not matter that you're better than you were a year ago. As we saw with the 08 Celtics, they started better in 09. Injuries can catch up to you, but that can catch up to any team. I don't think that's a unique criticism here. You just might have a tougher path. So even if you're better, maybe the league got a little better. Maybe your path is that much more difficult. It might not guarantee a championship, but I agree. They are better than a year ago. I think that's fair to say now after 22 games.
Yeah.
They're 18-4. They had their fifth loss last year after 20 games. They're pacing ahead of last year for 67 wins. It feels like they're better than a year ago, which is saying something.
I just don't think there's a I don't think there's like a championship team in the Eastern Conference besides them. So, you know, maybe there's like a hard-fought series, maybe, but Cavs and Knicks, like that would probably be the toughest possible road to the finals.
It's
depending on the seeding. If you got one of them in the second round and then one of them in the conference finals, that'd probably be the most difficult. And then I would say probably whoever emerges from the West would be the most difficult. But it's funny, we're at this time now in the NBA where LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant are all still good, but they're all past their primes. They're not like...
Well, the Lakers got dusted 41. Last night.
That was about 41.
Dusted.
So, but like, it's a real changing of the guard. And you're like, all right, is it going to be Giannis? Is it going to be Jokic? Is it going to be Tatum? They all have one title, each one of them. And I just feel like the most confident, maybe it's the way the team is built, because Jokic is the best individual player out of that group.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the team is built, it's like, maybe it's Tatum's time. Because think about all the titles that LeBron, Durant, and Curry, they all probably should have won more, but whatever. That's a lot of titles over the last 12 years or whatever. But I don't think they're going to win anymore. So now it's like, all right, who's that next wave of guys? I don't think Donovan Mitchell's Cleveland team is ready. I don't think Brunson's Knicks are ready. I don't think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's Thunder already. Like, you go down the list, maybe Anthony Edwards, but maybe not. Like, I think this is the perfect time, the way the landscape of the NBA is, for Tatum and the Celtics to go on a run.
Like, no,
a 5-year run.
For sure. And, you know, if you go win 67 games this year, maybe that aids Tatum in his MVP case. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line on Jones and Keith. As it relates to Jaylen Brown last night, I liked his floor game. I think he finished with 4 turnovers. It was 9 assists. He scored a ton in the first quarter, and then he felt like more of a facilitator, distributor after that. I look at last night, and I said this earlier in the show, I think they could get by some of these bottom of the Eastern Conference teams in an opening round playoff series without Tatum. Like, could they beat the Miami Heat or the Atlanta Hawks or the Brooklyn Nets or the Bulls without Tatum? Maybe. Brown's that good. But the bigger takeaway for me is if Tatum doesn't have it, like Tatum did not have it on Monday against Miami. Didn't have it. Looked bad.
Didn't have it. Didn't
sat out last night.
Yeah, yeah.
They should not be afraid to lean on Jaylen Brown on nights where Tatum doesn't have it. And Tatum has to be willing to go along with that. We saw that last year in the run through the playoffs.
Definitely.
And I think nights like last night illustrate you can do that even more. They can. It can be Jaylen Brown's night and Tatum can step into the background and that would be okay.
I agree completely. And not only that, it seems like they have even more confidence in more guys. Like, come playoff time, we've seen it even in the past already, and I think they have more confidence in it going forward. It could be the Derek White game, It could be the Peyton Pritchard game for all we know. Sam Hauser had a couple of games. Like, it, all of those guys, even Al Horford every once in a while, gets into like the Wayback Machine, just starts tossing in threes. Porzingis, season high last night. If he's going, obviously capable of it. Like, down the line, they have a lot of guys that just are capable of taking over a game. And that's really the difference between, I think, the other two competitors in the East. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't have it, good luck.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lose by 100 points.
That's true.
If Jalen Brunson doesn't have it, they have a little bit more options, but even still, you're screwed. Whereas Tatum can legit, even this year, have a bad series against the Knicks, and they win in like five or six games tops, right? Like, I think that's just how deep and balanced they are, and how, and to their credit, too, how well they work together. Whereas I don't think we'd be saying this 3 years ago, right? That's when the stats were like, Tatum doesn't assist on any Brown buckets. Brown doesn't assist on any Tatum. Like, that's kind of out the window. Like, those guys work great together now.
617-779-7937. You mentioned Porzingis. Can I give you one Porzingis gripe since we've been very positive on the Celtics?
Yeah.
Does he have to take every five steps behind the three-point line?
It does like, seem does, like, is he afraid like, about his tootsies touching the line? He's
I have no
way
idea.
Back.
I know. Does every three? I know he can hit it. And this isn't even a criticism
he
about how many threes
the line.
They take. This is like next level. He doesn't take threes at the three-point line. He takes them
fours.
Like, you can move up a little bit.
I don't know.
Don't all have to be from out there.
Is he afraid? Like, is there something, like, mentally where he's just, like, afraid that his toes are going to touch the line? I'm sure he has huge feet, but, I did notice that, too.
I know he can hit them.
Yeah.
I know the Celtics launch a bunch of them. I'm not telling him not to take them. I'm not saying never take one from that deep.
Is it a little bit easier, though? You take another
every single
forward?
One has to be from out there. Everyone. Yeah. And this started.
He's, like, so tall that the line drive would be.
Maybe. Maybe they figured out the angle.
Like, this is actually the best shot for
they
me.
They figured out the launch angle. I have no idea. I just started to notice that. It was in his very first game back, the very, very first game. They were all out there. That just started to bother me a little bit. Anyway, it's a minor gripe.
Fair enough.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Bruins. It's Bruins Thursday. Here on Jones and Keefe, Andrew Raycroft going to join us at 11:30. Let's get to the Patriots as well. Jerod Mayo sat down with Tom E. Curran. Had some interesting things to say. On the bye week, he can reflect on how it's gone so far for the Patriots in their first 13 games of the year. Plus, Greg Bedard hearing some things about Jerod Mayo and the rest of the coaches on staff. Is Mayo's attitude a problem? That's next.